Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here. There's this news story that I've been following lately, and I usually don't flap my yap about news stories, but this time I'm kind of inspired to, I should say. Because I am one of those people who say, just do your job and shut up. If you have a problem with it, it's whatever. If you have a problem with it, you have a problem with it. But you agreed by signing your name on your hire papers that you were going to do the job, no matter whether or not it clashes with your religious beliefs. Yeah, I'm talking about the Kim Davis case, where she was a county court clerk who refuses to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Supposedly because of her religious beliefs. I don't buy it for a second, but that's what she's claiming. The reason I don't buy it is because I think that religion's stance on homosexuality, and a lot of people have all but spit in my face for my views on homosexuality and religion, but this is what they are. I think that basically the religion's views on homosexuality should be considered as outdated as their views on, say, consuming pork, or say the views from Leviticus about not marrying and having children with people outside of your tribe. Yes, that is in Leviticus. Look it up. Basically, the same book that condemns same-sex marriage would also condemn interracial marriage, and also condemn bestiality. Now, most people are like, ooh, bestiality, gross. I'm not into bestiality myself, but if it... I probably shouldn't go there. But yeah, definitely... I mean, this is the same book that condemns interracial relationships. And also, there's a lot of people making the point that Jesus never said anything about homosexuality. Directly, no. I mean, he did say, keep the laws of my father. And then there's debate on what laws should be kept and what laws should be seen as outdated. Because of health reasons. I mean, the reason that God told the Israelites back in the day not to eat pork is because pork was unsafe to eat back then. But now that you can raise pork with cleaner ingredients, you can cook the pork more thoroughly, it's not dangerous to eat. So we enjoy bacon, we enjoy pork chops, we enjoy ham. You get the general idea. So basically, if a person is against homosexual relationships, they're also against interracial relationships. And I think it's still seen as more acceptable to be homophobic than it is to be racist. But the thing is that both mentalities are from the same book of the Bible. And on a side note, while Jesus never did directly condemn homosexuality, he did directly condemn divorce. And this county court clerk has been divorced 3 times. Okay, so all that said, again, I am one of those people who said, just do your job and shut up. She didn't have to issue the licenses herself. She could have had her deputy clerks do it if she really had a problem with it. Really, what I think she's doing is just flapping her big mouth, trying to be a homophobic martyr against same-sex marriage, which... it's her right as an American, it's her right as a Christian, it's her right as a human being, and it's whatever. She's basically put it herself where she is, and she has no one to blame but herself. She was offered a plea deal where she said, okay, you don't have to issue the... Okay, if you agree, you don't have to issue the licenses yourself. Have your deputy clerks do it. You don't have to be in jail. She said, no, I'll take jail. Because she wants to make a point I had this kind of conspiracy theory that she's being paid by Fox News or CNN or other multimedia news sources to basically be this martyr because it's a great story. So basically she's getting kickbacks from their advertising revenues. But I don't know that I really believe that. You know, I'm being a guy in black boots who kind of questions everything. But am I gonna say that this person was wrong in the first place for refusing to issue the marriage license? Yeah, I'm gonna say it. She was wrong. She's doing it. She's not doing it to be a religious martyr. She's not doing it to be a quote-unquote God warrior. She's doing it to be an asshole, and that's really all there is to it. She could have had her she could have just said, "Hey, this is against my religious beliefs. I'm gonna have my deputy clerks handle this," and she's well within her rights to do that. As far as the whole jail term, that's the county getting ridiculous about the, and or whoever is bringing up the charges. I think it's the county, it could be someone else. She deserves a reprimand, maybe even a suspension without pay. But law and law enforcement is not my forte. I don't know much about it, why they would have grounds to press criminal charges against her, basically for non-compliance. All they would have to do is fire her for failure to perform job duties, promote somebody else to county court clerk, and then the problem solved. It really doesn't have to get more complicated than that, but yet it got way more complicated. Because she wants to be a martyr for the cause, they want her to be not the scapegoat. They basically want her to be the face of homophobia, which, again, it was probably a good move on everybody's side as far as advertising revenue is concerned. It's just, pardon my French, it is, the whole situation is fucking ridiculous. And basically everybody in the situation needs to stop being assholes, because that is what's going on. Basically the whole story is four people who are acting like assholes. Just fire her and say, listen, you're not doing your job. We need a county court clerk to do their job. You're fired. And that's the end of it. You don't need to make her a martyr. You don't need to make her a scapegoat. Just make her an employee that refuses to do her job. Fire. Get her the fuck out of there. Get a county court clerk who's willing to uphold federal law. It doesn't get more complicated than that. And the fact that it's gotten more complicated than that is proof positive that basically everybody involved in this case is an asshole. So that's my rant on that one. Thank you for listening. Pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day. And for the love of God, just love each other. Don't knock it off with the asshole hate bullshit. Just say, hey, you're all right. I'm not going to be an asshole. But you guys all do that anyway, so I shouldn't have to remind you of that. But in the words of Jerry Springer, please take care of yourselves and each other.